The following program is sponsored by Cleveland Right to Life and is responsible for its content.
Welcome to From the Median, a daily report from the front line of the pro-life movement, discussing two worldviews that are driving our culture in opposite directions. From the Median asks, which side of the road are you on? What direction do you want our culture to go? Tune in as we plan the route that takes us back to the culture of life. And now your host, Molly Smith.
Good evening and welcome to From the Median, where we are concerned with the middle ground, not just to understand both sides of an argument, but also to awaken the consciences of those who are neutral or indifferent to this, the greatest civil rights movement of all times, the pro-life movement. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us as usual. It's wonderful to have you with us. And I have a brand new guest joining us right now. I'm very honored to have her on the show. Brooke Baker is joining us. Brooke is the state director for Michigan for Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. And it's wonderful to have her with us because we're going to hear all about what Susan B. Anthony and this incredible team is doing in Michigan, in fact, across the country. So without further ado, Brooke, it's so great to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited to be on your show today.
Tell us a little bit about Brooke Baker. Who are you? Why are you doing what you're doing? It's a very unusual thing for somebody, you know, in today's climate, as we've discovered here in Ohio, certainly, Brooke, with our amendment fight that we had, we have found that, you know, surprisingly, actually, a lot of things were revealed to us through the amendment process. And one of the things is that we've lost the youth. And yet here you are, you know, sort of appealing to that youth and appealing to people, and not just youth, but to everybody. I think it's so timely that you're doing what you're doing right now.
Ah, thank you. Yes, I completely agree. You know, and I think there's several reasons why it's, as you've said, you know, have maybe you feel like we've lost the youth or things like that, but we're certainly making strides to battle against that. So yeah, again, I'm Brooke Baker. I'm the state director for Michigan for Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. For all your listeners out there, please know that we are actively on the ground in Michigan. So what does that mean and what does that look like? For our organization, for Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, we don't have, you know, chapters or affiliates or offices in all these other states for our field program. We literally are just knocking on doors. We're all about direct contact with voters. And that's what I love about my job. That's what led me to this field and this calling. You know, I've been pro-life all my life and just really am motivated to protect God's children and the Lord's unborn, especially in a place like Michigan where needs a lot of help, right?
Yeah.
So I've worked in other states. I'm not originally from Michigan, to be honest, but getting to know it better and better every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our organization is currently in several states across the country, and we're going to hit millions of doors this cycle. You know, we've hit over 10 million doors in the last few cycles, and we're going to hit millions this cycle as well. We're already launched in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Arizona so far. And we've actually got a couple more states coming online soon. But anyway, yeah, I've knocked personally like over 20,000 doors in four states myself. And
wow.
And I can tell you from that direct experience, you know, before I ever even became a field director and then a state director and all of that, I can tell you from all that personal experience that there's nothing else like direct voter contact. So part of why, you know, I say all of this to relate back to the point you made about, you know, how we're losing the youth or that kind of thing to the other side. I think a lot of that just has to do with the messaging, right?
Yep.
And,
I agree.
And it's the wording, like you said, in that amendment in Ohio, it's the wording that, that the other side uses and the language that they use. And now I kind of try to say they're using, some language against us, you know, saying it's freedom and this,
yes,
that, and the other.
Exactly.
Well, I always say that, while advertising dollars and all of that goes a long way, at the same time, there is absolutely nothing that can replace direct voter contact. So speaking to people at their doors, informing them and surveying them, and things like that are absolutely the most lasting, memories that they have when it leads to elections and, helping them understand what they're really voting for. So that's the main focus of why, our field program, as I call it, in the trenches, right?
I
joke, you know, that's the main focus of our program and why I think it makes the most success, really, when it comes to election day.
You know, this program is airing on Faith Talks in Michigan, in Detroit, and listeners in Detroit and around Michigan, because we, you know, it because it's an AM program, it does tend to have a much bigger throw of listenership. It's not just an FM program, but you know, I think one of the things we need to make sure that all of you out there know in Michigan is the fact that this is what Susan B. Anthony does is they actually create jobs. So they are hiring right now. You are hiring to pro-lifers, and they're going to get paid, and it's you know, it's anything from 15 to 20 hours a week, an hour at least, 15 to $20
right.
an hour. Yeah.
We did a whole media round through some national organizations last week, announcing, which was news to me even, where we announced that we're actually going to be spending over $90 million across the states that we're in this year. That's how much of an impact we're trying to have on this next election to help pro-life leaders get into office, right, and protect Dobbs and all of that. So that being said, where's the, you know, where is that money going? Well, it's going to the people that are doing the work. Yes, we are hiring. We are hiring. That is the biggest thing I want to stress today. All across the state of Michigan, we're knocking on doors. This is not a volunteer effort. We vet our employees thoroughly.
Yeah. So what I can see here is, sorry, you cut out for a little bit, but you vet the employees before you before you hire them. You then hire them, and how many hours a week do you think that they would? Is it as much as they want, or as little as they want, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it's totally flexible. They can work a minimum of 5 hours a week, but a maximum of 40, and they can work 9 a.m. to sunset 7 days a week. So they can choose their own hours. We train them thoroughly. We do about a 5-hour training. We make sure they know all of our policies and procedures, the safety protocols. And, we actually go out and do doors with them so that they understand the script and what we're doing and how to record the data in an app on the phone. And, beyond that, we check on them in the field. They're in daily contact with their field directors. But again, it's very flexible. And yeah, we pay $15 to $20 an hour, depending on the number of hours they work in a week. So if you only work 5 hours a week, that's basically $15 an hour. But once you pass 20 hours a week, then all your hours are at about $17.50 an hour. And then once you pass 30 hours a week, then all your hours were at $20 an hour.
Wow. So the more you work, the more you pay, get paid.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Imagine that incentive-based pay.
Yeah. No kidding. That's wonderful. So walk us through, I mean, you sent me some very, very wonderful information about what the teams actually do in the field. And I want to go through that, Brooke, because I think it's very important. You know, we've just come through this whole campaign here in Ohio, and the SBA, Susan B. Anthony field directors and the field people, workers, were just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, and just, you know, knocking on doors, talking to people. Give us an idea. So I decide I'm going to, you know, I'm Molly Smith in Detroit, and I'm in Michigan somewhere, and I decide, okay, Brooke, I'm going to join your team. What happens when I join your team? Walk us through that.
Right. So after you filled out the application and interviewed with us and onboarded and you're ready to show up for a training, we sit down with you for a couple hours and go through our field representative or, you know, canvas or manual, our policies and procedures, all the safety, everything that we expect with the job. We show you our script and role play the script in terms of the kinds of things that you're informing and asking at the doors, the few questions that we ask, right? We make it quick for people. We're not standing there to preach or directly persuade or argue or anything like that. But we are informing and surveying targeted voters. So not every single house in a neighborhood. It's going to be the ones that are already targeted by our data modeling system. So targeted houses and targeted doors, targeted voters in each house, that will be, you know, collecting this information. Mm-hmm. And, so we train you up, and then, including going to the doors with you and kind of showing you how it's done and then helping you along the way and then checking on you in the field. But as you start this job, you'll, by knocking on these doors, you'll very quickly realize the difference that you make. So for example, I can't tell you how many people, even already this cycle, I've knocked on their door while training somebody and, you know, told them the few facts and asked them a few questions, and they say, "Oh, but I thought Joe Biden was Catholic."
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Guess what? Right?
Oh, lovely.
So I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. And also about, you know, maybe they, for other reasons, have thought that they would support Alyssa Slotkin that's running for Senate in Michigan, not state Senate, but on the federal level. Mm-hmm. You know, she's currently in Congress, but is running for Senate now. And, you know, I have to tell people that, you know, she even wants to use her taxpayer dollars to fund abortions in this state and that kind of thing. And so many of them will say, like, "Oh, wow, I didn't realize that she was that extreme." And, yeah, you know, it's those kind of moments that you really feel, you know, you feel the impact that you're making. You know that you just put, you know, their names on their radar, and making them aware like that is just, it's really rewarding.
And, you know, that's amazing, because what I can see with doing that, it alerts the voter. It alerts the person to that candidate. And it, mm-hmm. if nothing else, will make them think, go do a little bit of research, you know, let's go have a look and see whether or not they're right. You know, this canvasser is right or not. So,
right.
You know,
absolutely. And one thing that I also really enjoy seeing is their realization that they might not actually be as pro-choice as they think they are. So, for example, our first question, you know, of course, as an organization, like, we believe that life starts at conception, and I pray that someday we can get everyone to believe that. But I can say that, you know, for example, our first question specifically asks them if they think there should at least be restrictions on, for example, late term abortion. And it's been very interesting to me to see how many people have responded to that. First of all, there are a lot more pro-lifers in Michigan than you think. Yeah. But it's been interesting to see how many people respond to that with something like, "Well, I think there should be some exceptions," or "Well, I think, you know, it should be every woman's choice up to a certain point," or whatever, you know, something like that.
Yep.
And so I'll clarify and say, I teach people to do this. I say, whenever you kind of get something like that as a response, you know, clarify and say, "Hey, so just to check, does that mean that you think it should be every woman's choice all the way up to the moment of birth at a full term 9 months?" And that's when, you know, most people cringe and say, "Well, that's a bit extreme." And guess what? Perfect intro segue to the next point. "Well, okay, so you do think there should be some restrictions. Okay, well, great. Then in that case, I'm here to inform you that, right?
XYZ,
these people don't think there should be any at all."
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. No, that's amazing. I'm talking to Brooke Baker, and her email is, I'm going to give it to you because I know you want people to call to email you and sign up. I'm sure that's fine with you.
Absolutely.
Brooke, Brooke at sbalistfield.org. Just sbalistfield.org. So it's Brooke's name, Brooke Baker's name, Brooke at sbalistfield.org. And her phone number is 405-203-8810. We will put this up onto our website, from the Median website, beside, you know, with her interview that we're having right now. So you'll have it on the website. If you're driving in your car and you weren't able to get this information, just go into our website, fromthemedian.org, and you'll be able to pull up all of this information. Brooke, you know, one of the other things that really encouraged me was to see the success that you're having. 2022. Which is our sort of like our last big election. Tell us the impact that this particular project, this particular approach, this particular campaign has had with the general public.
So one thing that I always like to point out is that it is about planting seeds too,
yes,
right?
So yes, exactly.
For example, even after the, you know, devastating loss with that amendment measure there in Ohio, you know, which is obviously more recent, just last year. Even with things like that, I know, for example, our wonderful state director, Michelle, she said after leading that that effort, you know, we knocked, I believe over 500,000 doors in Ohio for that.
Yeah, you absolutely did.
Yeah. And I was there for a little bit of that, and it was really neat to be a part of. But, the point is I can say, even for example, with that, it's about planting seeds, right?
Yes.
So even though unfortunately we lost that battle, like we're by no means have lost the war, right?
Absolutely
like
not. Yeah.
We never thought that we would see the Supreme Court overturn, you know, what they did, in my lifetime, and already, you know, it's happened. So, we're excited to know the fact that, you know, abolition took 50 years, right? So you have to plant seeds and watch through time and through our efforts, through, you know, being relentless is one thing I always preach. You know, it's the urgency of knowing that every day is a day closer to the election. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hence why I stress we're hiring, you know, I'll give you a job. But, it's also really about planting seeds, because even if it's not, you know, for this vote or that vote, it's going to be for the next one.
Exactly.
Right?
So, you're planting seeds, and then every election you're watering it. So you're going back and you're watering and watering and fertilizing. And
you know, for sure.
You know, when you think about it like that, that's amazing.
It also always goes back to, rather than having a defeatist attitude because of one single election or something like that. It also always goes back to just thinking this is worth fighting for. Like if not this, then what, right?
Yeah.
Life is worth fighting for, and God's children are worth fighting for.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, you go there, and I look at on the, you know, some of the information you gave me, we actually are also winning elections because of what's been going on. I mean, you're in 2022, if I'm reading this correctly, you reached 8 million voters in total throughout the country. 3.8 visits to voters. You reached 8 million, 3.8 million you visited, 60 million digital ads, canvassing across, you know, 4 million voter calls, 8 million text messages, 78 million budgeted for 2022. And now we're at 90 million for 2024. This is amazing to see that it's actually not getting smaller. It's getting bigger all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, thankfully as the, you know, the largest pro-life organization, in the country, especially when it comes to our ground game, our field game, knocking doors like this and having direct voter contact. Thankfully, we do have a passionate network, right, of not only employees and those of us out in the field, but also for our donors willing to help grow this program, right? Mm-hmm. They see the impact that we're making. And just like you said, all of the doors that we hit, say, last cycle in 2022 and in measures, in off years, like you've said, last year in Ohio, all of those things, they see the success that comes from that. So it doesn't necessarily mean that for this exact election, you know, this state has to vote this way and we're never going to go back there if it doesn't happen, right? Mm-hmm. Just like you said, it's fertilizing and continuing to grow it. But we have had so much success that they know that we're having the impact that is meaningful and resonating,
yeah,
right,
exactly.
Across the country.
Exactly.
So, we're continuing to grow, and I'm really excited for the work that we're doing.
Absolutely. And remember again, let's give you all the information. Brooke, give them the information. You are hiring.
Yes.
Let everybody know.
Right. So again, we are hiring all across Michigan. In case you know anybody in Wisconsin, Arizona, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, we're also already active in those states too. They can go to sbaprolife.org, and they can click on the website. There's a get involved, tab, and then field team, and they'll be able to find a quick form there they can fill out that'll go to any of those state directors. But again, we're paying $15 to $20 an hour, depending on the number of hours you work in a week. And this is, for a job as a field representative to be knocking on doors, having direct contact with voters. We train you how to do it. We only send you to safe areas, safe neighborhoods near you. We don't go to apartments. We don't go to the hood. You know, we send you to targeted doors with targeted voters that are either likely to lean our direction anyway or are swing voters. We don't argue with them at the door. We train you on how to simply inform them and ask them a few quick survey questions. And you can work 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to sunset, and choose your own hours.
Wow. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. That what an exciting job to have, particularly for you know, younger people. It's just amazing. Actually, anybody. I know that here in Ohio.
Anybody.
I know grandmothers who were doing it, you know, like me. People were saying, hey, I want to do this. I want to do something.
Right.
Here's something you can do. So anybody out there, I've heard this from so many people in Ohio. Mm-hmm. What can I do? I want to make an impact. Here's something you can do. You can get hold of the Susan B. Anthony. Just go onto Susan B. Anthony's website, sign up for your wherever you are or whatever state you're listening to this in, and become a, but particularly Michigan is looking for people to hire. Become a student ambassador. How do you do that? One of your highlighted points in your brochure is that there's an opportunity to become a student ambassador. What is that?
Awesome. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah. So we have a student deployment program, is what we like to call it, where it's a collection of pro-life students, you know, college students around the country that say on their school breaks, for example, so obviously during the summer, but even during school, on their fall break, on their spring break, through Christmas break, we run various deployments. So I actually was a part of one of those last, just to help with it, last fall there in Ohio. We had dozens of pro-life, you know, a lot were from, say, Christian colleges or Catholic colleges or that kind of thing. Yeah. But they are obviously paid. Again, this isn't a volunteer thing. We pay for them to come, you know, kind of descend on one location for a few days. We put them in hotels and really enjoy the kind of camaraderie of each other. You know, it's a real team thing. And then we descend on a location and knock as many doors as possible over the course of 3 or 4 days. And obviously they're paid for it and see the difference that they're making. And then they get to go back to school, you know, the next week. So that's also really exciting. And again, they can find information on that on our website as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't think of a better thing to do if I was a, you know, young college student. This is exciting. It's invigorating, innovative, all of those things that you're going to get. And so many young people are at right now. I know two young people that I know that said to me recently, I want to do something different. I don't want to do, you know, I don't want to do office work. I want to do something different. So here you go. This is the way to do it. This is amazing. What a great thing.
Absolutely. To add on to that, for the student program, you know, we pay basically their round trip flight if they're in the continental USA. I know when I was a part of helping that one in Ohio, we had even some come from Arizona.
Help. I remember that. Yep.
You know, we pay for their meals and other necessary transportation. They're not going to have to get a rental car or anything, for their hotel room. And then, basically a flat, payment for about a 5-day trip. So as long as they're, you know, comfortable walking long distances and, you know, because they're going to be out canvassing all day, and are comfortable, you know, speaking with others and they're 100% pro-life, then we absolutely want them to be a part of our team.
Wow. So amazing.
And we have a student part of the website. It's sbaprolife.org/students.
Folks, all of this information will be up on our website. Please, if you're in Michigan listening to this on Faith Talks, please get involved. The age doesn't matter. Just get out there and get involved.
We've had an 86-year-old lady knock a lot of doors for us.
Oh, so I love it.
If you're mobile, you know, if you can walk and you've got a, you're pro-life and motivated and you've got a smartphone that can run the app that we use to tell you which doors to go to and take the information on there, then we want you on our team.
Away you go. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Brooke Baker, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for reaching out to us. We wish you lots of luck and we will keep pushing this as much as we can here in Ohio. So thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Yes. God bless you lots. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you all for joining me this evening. As I say good night and God bless each and every one of you, I'd like to close with the words of the Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel. There may be times when we are powerless to prevent injustice, but there must never be a time when we fail to protest.
From the Median is listener supported. Visit our website, fromthemedian.org, for further information or to make a donation to continue to make this radio program possible. Email us, radionews@fromthemedian.org, or call 440-668-4049. Through our FromTheMedian.org website, you can download this or previous programs for your listening pleasure, or sign up to receive our weekly preview of upcoming guest interviews. Tune in every weeknight at the same time to listen to another great interview on From the Median as we plan the route that takes us back to the culture of life.
This program has been sponsored by Cleveland Right to Life and is responsible for its content.